I'm David Byrd. Hong Kong riot police and protesters are bracing for further clashes across the city's financial district early Thursday after a day of violence over a controversial extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Reporter Aaron Hale says both sides are bracing for more conflict.
Protesters are moving barricades in front of the road so that riot police cannot come forward and take any more ground away from them. The protesters appear to be ready to dig in. They have water, snacks, helmets. They're handing out saline solution and wet rags for anyone who's been affected by the smoke and pepper spray. There were reports earlier that police have fired rubber bullets at some protesters, with the South China Morning Post reporting that one unconscious protester was taken away.
Reporter Aaron Hale by Skype from Hong Kong. President Donald Trump is seeking to keep lawmakers from getting some documents Congress has subpoenaed in the administration's move to add a citizenship question to next year's census. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A House panel's considering holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not turning over the documents. The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. Trump made the announcement during a White House news conference with Poland's President Andrzej Duda.
China has actually been helping us quite a bit, and despite our trade differences right now, we thought we had a deal, and unfortunately they decided that they were going to change the deal, and they can't do that with me. Something's going to happen. I think it's going to be something very positive.
President Trump also affirmed that he will continue to negotiate with China about more than $200 billion worth of tariffs that are set to be imposed. Trump said that Poland is buying more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets from the U.S. In recognition of that purchase, a single F-35 flew over the White House on a sunny afternoon. Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of other people who attended a Moscow protest to call for retribution against police who allegedly framed a high-profile journalist. The OVD Info Group, which monitors political arrests, said police Wednesday detained at least 400 people, some of them by force. The group said police began releasing some of the detainees while drawing up charges against others. The unauthorized rally follows a surprise police decision to drop charges against journalist Ivan Golunov, who was charged last week with drug dealing after police claimed to have found drugs in his apartment. The case was dropped Monday due to a lack of evidence and wrongdoing by Golunov. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe warned of another military conflict in the Middle East if the global community is not more patient in the quest to ease escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. After meeting with President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran Wednesday, the two leaders held a joint news conference at which Abe urged world leaders to have more patience or face the possibility of an accidental conflict that should be prevented at all costs. Rouhani told reporters Iran is not seeking war with the U.S., but warned it would deliver what he called a crushing response if it is attacked. A 5-year-old boy has died of Ebola in Uganda in the first cross-border case of the virus since an outbreak began last year in eastern Congo. Ugandan health officials say the boy and 5 family members crossed into Uganda on June 10th from eastern Congo. Uganda's health minister says the boy's family members have been isolated and are being tested for Ebola. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Bender. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, and so let's put on those dancing shoes and start rocking. Because today we'll make our first stop in Uganda, Bella in Doi Doi, and right after that, sweet reggae music by Trigger featuring African China from Nigeria, and Sierra Leone's icon Emerson featuring Two-Face Adibia, and this is Fatima. But right now, Doi Doi by Bella of Uganda. This is hot.
Who the best? Bella the best. From year to year, me round the earth. So don't fuss about around the truth. Bella is the queen for the dance.
Solo ba, Mbanga, Doi Doi. Bella wa watching of a fara. Bella wa wakini u Doi Doi. Neta me kala me no gerinde. Solo ba, Mbanga, Doi Doi. Bella wa watching of a fara. Bella wa wakini u Doi Doi. Neta me kala me no gerinde.
When we dream, baba singa diva jimba.
I'm so excited, you are my number one. got many, many things you they do me high. The way you they make got it, I see you they killing me, yeah.
Hey, Fatima, 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 you are my number one. Fatima, oh, Fatima, Fatima, you are my superstar.
For this one, get ready, yo.
I
know go like to you. My number one's a low TTO. Anything you want, you know I will do. Even at the fly, you go to mundo. I will love you without my sense. So even at the time, we move for you. Anyhow you want, I'm go be that. So we go just a carry, they go, they go. Fatima, anywhere I see ya. My head is just a scatter. Fly you from here to China just a photo chop dinner. Hey, hey, hey. Help me tell these babies, say are they crazy, are they madly, madly, madly. Don't be faulty, no. I don't go like to you.
Now your love, they make her single. I sing, I say. You are my number one. Yes, sir.
Superstar, I will buy you moon for you. Customize is done for you, Fatima.
Baby, no be lying. You are my number one. Why? Now the little things where you they do, where you they do. Your smile and touch, Fatima. Lady, you they happy me. Yeah. Now the many, many things you they do me high. The way you they make out it high.
Doi Doi by Bella of Uganda, and right after that was Sweet Reggae Music by Trigger featuring African China from Nigeria, and Fatima by Sierra Leone's icon Emerson Bokori featuring the Nigerian powerhouse Two-Face Edibia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. I'll be right back with more music. Stay tuned.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And our next track is going to be Lady Cherie. This is done by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire featuring Eric Vagal. And right after that, Kiss Me by Mepro Makwa of the Democratic Republic of Congo featuring Baby Alina, and Womanizer by 4x4 of Ghana. But right now, this is Lady Cherie, Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire.
Fais ton choix, Lady.
Oh,
no.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Thank you.
4x4 Ghana. Before that, Kiss Me by Mepru Makwa of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Lady Sherry by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vander here in Washington, dishing out the beats for you and making you shake your body down to the ground. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
My name is Kwesi Kaga. I'm calling from Accra, Ghana. I like listening to Voice of America with David Vandy. David Vandy, please, can you play us a good Bongo music? We love listening to Bongo music all the time. We love you. We thank you for giving us good music in Africa. Goodbye.
Hello, David Vandy. I am Hamid Manuel from Hotel Home Hyderman in Alamo, Nigeria. I love David Vandy with all his work. And I love the African video food you are using and the Voice of America typical. And I love all Africa.
And so, let's get music flowing. Adia is going to be the track from Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. And right after that, The Power of Africa by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. And to Zimbabwe, Dr. Shitole in Vinyi Vamali. Beautiful music, but let's get on right now with Adia, the sound of Oliva Ngoma from Gabon.
Yeah. What's up, people? This is your boy Kobe Maxwell. You listen to African Beat with David Van D. Love it, like it, enjoy it.
Vinnie Vamali by Dr. Shitole of Zimbabwe. And right before that was The Power of Africa by Yvonne Shaka Shaka of South Africa. And Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America.
African Beat is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Dama Area. Well, this one is from a Liberian singer called Junior Freeman. He says, Dama Area. Well, for my Liberian people, you're out there. You're feeling me? This one is going specially to you, Joe Wanda. And to all my friends out there in Monrovia, Liberia, I dedicate this one to you. And we climax today with Silimande by Pascal Kabori of Burkina Faso. But right now, Dama Area. I'm telling you, every people got their area. Beautiful music, let's get it rolling.
Some people got a hero to make their money. Some people got a hero to make. Your hero is your hero. My hero is my hero. Because my hero, yes, I'm a hero. 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 My hero, yes, I'm a hero.
Yes, they're going to be so. What about you?
Day by Pascal Kaburi of Burkina Faso, and right before that, Dama Area by Junior Freeman of Liberia. This is the African Beat of the Voice of America. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Van Dee here in Washington. Say bye-bye.
VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is encouraging all sides to exercise restraint as massive protests